This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Come next week, we'll get the latest read on inflation, also on retail sales, but there will be nary a peep from any of the dozen or so people in charge of this economy. The Federal Reserve goes into its pre-meeting quiet period day after tomorrow, the 10 days leading up to every meeting where the central bank stays mum for fear of tipping its hand and thus triggering the markets. So we have gotten in just under the wire with Austin Goolsbee. He is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, also a voting member this year of the Interest Rate Setting Federal Open Market Committee. Austin, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me again, Kai.
Well, I'll talk to you anytime. So look, I want you to situate us in this moment. You have said we are on a golden path to getting inflation taken care of without ruining the job market. What does that mean?
I said it's possible that we could get on the golden path. It's not a guarantee, but the golden path would be to get inflation down a lot without having a serious recession. That would be a triumph. The Fed and other central banks around the world have virtually never been able to do that. But I do think at this moment, we might be able to. Monetary policy is working, and that's certainly what we're trying to shoot for.
All right. So look, if you're saying it's possible to get on the golden path, I have to ask you how much more you need to see, because inflation has come down precipitously. The job market, as you know, is still strong. Some signs of it weakening, which is what you guys want to see. The economy is growing. What more do you want to see?
Yay to all of those. We're getting more supply and demand, more back into balance. But the overall level of inflation is still above where we want it to be. And you would need to see this continue with some persistence to really be feeling like we're making the golden path. We're going to get all the way down it. There's clearly risks. I mean, if you look at China, if you look, we could have a government shutdown. There are a whole series of bumps in the road that we will have to navigate. And we have seen inflation start coming down before, and it was a bit of a false dawn, and inflation started to come back. So all of those are things we got to keep an eye on.
There will come a point, though, where you're going to have to declare victory. And I guess I and everybody listening to this, and corporate America and people who are borrowing and everybody wants to know what you have to see. And it can't just be we need to see more of this happening, because that leaves us hanging going, what are you even talking about?
Fair enough. I've tried to, as we've gone along here, true to my data dog roots as an economist, let's identify what information is the most informative and that we should see. I think it's the new month's numbers of core inflation, especially goods and especially housing. Mm-hmm. So we want to see progress on those, and we have started to see that. And I think that the expectations in the marketplace about where do they think inflation is going, it's a little bit circular, but it has a major influence on is there anything pulling inflation down. The thing that I would pay a little bit less attention to, I don't think wages and wage growth is that good of an indicator for where inflation is going. So I would pay less attention to that one.
Right. And we talked about that last time. So look, I hate to sandbag you like this, but maybe you've seen it already and you knew this question was coming. But there's a new note out from the Chicago Fed, from the economists in your building. If you want to look it up, it's Chicago Fed letter number 483, September 2023. And I'm just going to quote the relevant line here. And it says, according to the model's forecast, and your researchers and economists have described the model above, but the policy tightening that's already been done is sufficient to bring inflation back near the Fed's target by the middle of 2024 while avoiding a recession. So this is people in your building saying, look, you've done what you need to do, Fed.
They're not just in this building. They're great economists.
Yes.
And I recommend a Fed letter 483 and the 482 Chicago Fed letters before that. That is an embodiment of the thing I'm saying. I believe there is a golden path opportunity that is unusual. And if you look at expectations, there's a growing confidence that, mm-hmm. that we can pull it off. The only thing I want to caution you is that it's not a guarantee it hinges on us remaining attentive to the data. And I do think that one of the lessons that's coming out of this Chicago Fed letter is that we are very rapidly approaching the time when our argument is not going to be about how high should the rates go. It's going to be an argument of how long do we need to keep the rates at this position before we're sure that we're on the path back to the target.
Without asking you to be specific, spitball it for me. I mean, is it a year that they have to stay high? Is it 3 years?
If you look at the, I can't speak for, and I don't speak for anybody else on the FOMC, but the FOMC puts out the statement of economic projections, which is the collective dot plot wisdom of what people think is going to be appropriate. Collectively, our forecast is that rates are going to have to remain up for some relatively extended period, but that the deep question of is there going to be a lot more increase in rates? Increasingly, the data is coming in saying the argument should be more about what's the persistence.
I don't want to get too technical and weedy on this one, but it has been suggested on this program and elsewhere that maybe what you guys ought to do is just change the target rate, since you've had historically a really hard time hitting 2% either on the way up or now on the way down. Why not make it 3 and call it a day?
You know, I'm happy to join any weed party that you want. We'll sit out in the lawn and get as deep as we need to. My basic view has been you can't change your target until you've hit your target. So I just think that making a hypothetical decision of if in 2 years we were in this position, then what would we do? We don't know what the circumstances are. My basic view of the Fed is when they announce cleanup needed, aisle two, they're calling the Fed. The Fed's job is to come out and clean it up. And if it's ketchup or it's salsa or it's like some kind of a chutney, it doesn't matter. The Fed's got to go clean it up. And we said that we had a target of 2%, so we got to get to the target and retain our credibility, in my view. All the discussion about philosophy and could it be 3, could it be 2.2, A, it's a little over-precise for my taste. I don't think that we can narrowly manage in that fine of a tuned dimension. And I just think you got to do your job before you can start talking about you want a different job.
All right, I want to get back up to the risks and the bumps. I got 2 more questions and then I'll get out of your hair. The first is, we are not going to hear from anybody in the Fed starting day after tomorrow until after the meeting. You enter your quiet period. But there are things that are happening in this economy that are going to bear on your decision. The one I want to talk about is the possibility of a UAW strike. You have pointed out that the Chicago Fed, your district, is the most susceptible to that strike. And I wonder how challenging that would be for you and your fellow members of the FOMC if that happens while you're in your quiet period.
Look, indeed, you're quite right that that matters a lot to the 7th District and potentially matters a lot to the U.S. economy. We saw through COVID that things that happen to automobile prices can have an outsized impact on overall consumer inflation. And we've seen what all the supply chain issues can do to the manufacturing sector. It depends critically, of course, if there's an auto strike, how long does the strike go and how widespread is the strike? But it would definitely be material to our decisions about both sides of our mandate.
Right.
What's going to happen to consumer price inflation and what's going to happen to output unemployment and that side.
Austin Goolsbee, he's the president, the CEO of the Chicago Fed. Austin, thanks a lot for your time.
Always fun,
Kai. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Great talking again.